register on.
The drug thing, right?
Yeah, service agreement.
The service agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got vacancies.
Which is over there.
We can skip the vacancy if you want. Okay. We can talk about it.
And we're reconvening from recess. Nikki.
Yes.
I see employee screening services. What do we have in front of us?
That's correct. That is the agreement that has been revised a couple of weeks back. There were some things that needed to be changed on the agreement. Those were changed. It was reviewed by council and emailed.
There was a lot of handwritten things. I think when you presented it to us originally, it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, it was a bunch of handwritten things from them.
Yes.
So they put it all in writing then, I think.
Yes.
Is there something new for us to sign?
Yes.
We actually never signed it. We've agreed.
No, you did not sign
it. We never signed it. We did vote to go with this vendor, do an RFP.
You directed Bob to make the changes.
Right.
Is what you did initially. Also, I had received an invoice from them, which I was holding until we got this agreement signed.
Okay.
That will just go into accounts payable?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, do you remember, do we have need a motion for this? Are we covered from a motion?
You do need a motion.
Okay. Motion to authorize or to approve the employee screening services contract as presented and reviewed.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the employee screening services.
With the corrections.
With said corrections as approved and amended. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Nikki, what else do we have listed?
Agenda request review. I wanted to let you look at next week's agenda, make sure the wording is okay. I have not sent it out at this point.
Do you have a copy of this week's agenda? I mean, do you have a copy of today's agenda?
I don't have with me.
Just pull it off the posting there.
I know one of the questions that Nikki's asked me, and need clarification. Monday we have our MAC legislative meeting. I believe at one time you and Ron, you and I were planning to spend the night because it goes until about 10 o'clock Monday night, and we had some other things. I know I had some things scheduled Tuesday morning in Jefferson City. The Tuesday meetings, I mean, I could move not knowing what your schedule is going to be on Tuesday. So, I mean, I guess Nikki's looking for guidance too of, you know, obviously our Thursday we'll start filling up, but do we want to operate another day next week of meetings? Besides, you know, we have the Sunshine Policy seminars anyway scheduled, but
well, Thursday morning is pretty much taken up.
So right.
We're into the afternoon.
Right. That question is really Tuesday. Are we going to be around?
Well, personally, I don't think we should schedule something if we're not going to be here. It just alerts the public to somebody might come, and I'll be working in Jeff until noon on Tuesday.
That's what I thought. So,
we probably need to do a call in to approve accounts payable on Tuesday, since there will be no Monday meeting.
That's fine.
I mean, let me back up. Are we doing approval of payroll on Wednesday?
Yes.
Why not do them both at the same time? Either one day or the other. I mean,
yeah,
it makes
it up
no
or
difference.
Move it back.
To me.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Can I get with the auditor's office?
Yeah. The what you just heard from Jim, it's going to be difficult for us on Tuesday morning, which is why I bring that up.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
And then we have, as a reminder, right, the Sunshine Law Workshop is Wednesday evening.
Correct.
And then it is again. It's okay. Here it is. It's on Thursday at 10 o'clock.
Correct.
Is that a two-hour session?
I think I think Tom said he speaks for about an hour and 15 minutes or so, and questions, he said, has gone as late as two. We have allowed 2 hours.
Correct.
And for those listening, it's going to be the Wednesday night is a repeat. Thursday is a repeat of Wednesday. So there's not two different. It's not a two-part series. It's a whatever he says Wednesday, he's going to do the same meeting on Thursday, trying to get more people, you know, timeline to get here. So there's nothing different on either night. So you can go one day or the other.
Let's drop down to Thursday on what we have listed. Agenda requests review. That's for the following week?
Correct.
Okay. Budgetary corrections. That would be a discussion then regarding differences of opinion on what was approved in January. We need to alert sewer district, collector. There's one other, but I'm not. Well, under other expense for capital improvements, so that's three. I have a list somewhere. It seems like there was another one or two.
I just sent it up in an email to everyone. It's an office holder.
Well, I'd like to chat with you about the verbiage that we put in them.
Okay.
And I think we're specifically talking about.
We have specific.
Specific line items that we brought up that we've noticed that were incorrect.
Right.
Through the last minute changes of everything.
Mr. Strauss, my concern is that some other elected official will have a line in there that they have a question about, and they will bring it to the attention because we didn't bring it up at this time. That's my concern.
And I guess the follow-up question, is this something we can do administratively, or do we have to reopen the budget process?
Well, we're going to talk about it at that time.
Right.
And I believe that it can all be housed within or under administrative changes, because we're not changing the overall amount of the budget.
Right.
We're not increasing. We're not decreasing. For example, within the sewer district, there were certain changes that were made that were not anticipated by the sewer district or us. And it's just corrections that it needs to accurately be reflected.
And you're making that perfectly clear, Mr. Houseman, that the budget final numbers will not change.
Well, if in fact we are going to do that, then we do have to
right.
follow a budgetary law procedure
notices. I have no reason to think that will take place at all.
Correct.
Currently, right. I have...
First, we're just going to have, hopefully, the discussions about it. So,
I would assume we need to invite Rick Finley.
Let me.
He has already been invited.
Okay.
For that discussion also, and I was talking with Nikki earlier, to find a way wherein we can talk about what we need to be doing in the future and what we're going to be talking about. So I want to be able to post either generically or in a fashion that would allow us to talk about a great many subjects, not for the purpose of setting policy, but for just establishing when we're going to talk about them, so that the public will know that we're going to talk about nuisance ordinances, and the public will know that we're going to talk about wrapping up personnel policy changes, and the public will know that the different discussions that we've been talking about having for the course of the last 3 months that we really haven't had, so that we can set a timetable.
Right.
So if we can find the verbiage to include that in agenda requests, I think that we should.
John,
I see also at 1:30 there's BOE board formation discussions.
Correct.
I'm assuming that would be to talk about the formation of BOE for the future. In the interim, gentlemen, would there be any problem with the three of us meet to do the two or three corrections that they have? I know that the collector had a refund that was pending, but it had to go to BOE, I understand, right? She was here two or three weeks ago. It seemed like there were two or three simple changes that all we had to do would be call a meeting and do them, but
What you're saying is, does the board have to be established as far as numbers of board members when we would have three board members present? It's the total of five would not have to be present to make that decision if we haven't appointed those members yet.
That was my thinking, that we would constitute a quorum, and until that time comes, we might be able to answer through that quorum some of the simple questions that need to be taken care of.
No, that's fine. I mean, I just want to make sure that if we decide to change the process, we don't affect it by meeting before. I mean, I don't know half the questions I'm asking. I just don't want to cause a problem that prevents us from wanting to do something different.
No, I understand. I'm just thinking that to alleviate some of those
backlogs.
Yeah, if there's a check waiting to go out, that means the taxpayer is waiting to get that check. And if all it takes is three individuals saying yes, then. Guys, are you looking at anything else that's on that agenda that for next week that we need to be in discussion about? If, in fact, we are going to continue discussions with current counsel that has been retained. Of course, we can amend this afternoon after talking with her, correct?
Yes.
She's set for 1 o'clock. Let me also remind us that we have a funeral that we need to be leaving for very shortly.
Well, you're thinking about 9:30, aren't you guys? Stopping this about 9:30, that's what I was thinking.
My wife's going to come and pick me up.
Right, mine too, so. Okay.
I have several requests to be on the agenda.
Let's go.
Okay.
On the agenda when?
That's the question.
That's the question.
Oh, I see. Request for agenda. Go ahead, Nikki.
Yes. Transportation Advisory Board action items.
They had sent some emails to us, I believe.
David Miller.
They sent to us... spark my memory here. Yeah. They sent it to us last week, I think, or just after the TAB met, asking about a liaison. There was an understanding that we set aside $40,000 for the budget. So they have 1, 2, 3 points that they would like to discuss with us, or at least us have a discussion and then report back to the TCAB. We were sent an email on the 29th of March, if you remember that. Anyway, they want to know, I guess they want us to they're not necessarily wanting to meet with us, they want us
no,
to discuss.
No, they want you gentlemen to discuss it.
Would you add this particular
agenda item?
Dollar amount, because that was discussed and there was no action on that in the budget, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember setting aside money like that. So we're going to post this, the whole request.
I don't know. That's up to you, gentlemen.
I'm fine with it.
What day do you want to? We've got the Wednesday. You guys will be back, right? And we're going to do that. Do you guys want to set that agenda for start off at 9:30 or something?
We'll still have time on Thursday.
Thursday's too. Commission. Yeah.
So
there's time in the afternoon because there's nothing after that.
I mean, I was just going to fill up Thursday first and then move forward and we'll pick the other day. You got a stack there, so. Yeah. What time do you think? 30 minutes? And at 2 o'clock?
Is that okay?
I mean, we have a 1:30 right now, it looks like.
Yes.
And that BOE discussion would probably take 30 minutes.
Well, my question about this is, if we're going to have that discussion before we do the...
It would be after.
Because that's going to be a short discussion.
Okay.
I mean, unless... There's money set aside that I don't know about.
Well, that's just one of the questions. There's another question in there, too.
Excuse me.
Well, really, it's a short discussion. Just allow 15 minutes.
Okay.
So now you're up to 1:45. No, 2:15.
This is real quick. It's a letter of support on the White River Emergency Communications Project. We send it out annually. It's to Senator Blunt. Requires all three signatures.
Is that something that has to be agendized?
I don't know.
Is it not? Well, I'm asking. To me, it sounds like an administrative function, but
I would like the definition of.
I think traditionally, if it required a signature as a commission, we voted on it.
Let's schedule it. That takes no time at all. So if you've got three or four items you want to run together, one after the other, let's do that. That'll take a minute.
You remember it? Basically, if we had to sign something as a commission,
right?
We need to have a vote on the record.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
I think that person needs to be contacted when they'll be available on that request.
May I contact him?
But you need to make available dates.
Okay. So if he's available next Thursday, go ahead and have the meeting then?
What's 15 minutes after or what? Yeah, that's fine.
So I will contact Mr. Rob Dalton.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To come and chat with you.
Okay.
Well, to determine when he might be available is what Dan suggested, rather than giving him a time.
Okay.
Let's see when he would be available to come and then see if we can work it in.
Originally, we received a letter from DNR to discuss Taney County's local approved program. They requested April 6th. We rescheduled that to the 18th. I have an email that is suggesting a different date, what I've been told, so I will check that email.
The 18th falls on a Monday, which is commission. Are they coming here?
No, they want all of us to.
They want us to be there, and there is where?
Springfield.
In Springfield.
Yes.
Who's that person again requesting that?
The letter is.
I got a weird email. That's why.
Kevin Hess, but the contact individual is Mr. Charles Grayson.
That's who I got an email from yesterday.
Okay.
He is requesting Thursday, April 28th at 3:00. Are we around?
You two will be. That happens to be the evening of.
That doesn't matter, Ron. Whatever you're doing, you're doing.
It's a wedding rehearsal for my son. I really need to be there.
I think we need to have Ron there. I think he needs to share in the joy.
The following day, the 29th, or the day before, the 27th, any of those days will work for me. The 28th is my son's rehearsal dinner, and he gets married on the 30th. So I really need those 2 days.
I'm going to forward you his email address, and you figure out.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Or even early that day would probably, I'd go up, come back, but then we're going to have a full afternoon of stuff.
That's a local DNR, go ahead and give me those initials again.
LAP.
LAP, local.
Approved program.
What about? I don't have my agenda in front of me, but what about the 21st, which is the week prior to that on a Thursday? Or
I mean, that's the day he said.
I can look at the next several Thursdays.
I mean, if that's the day he picks. Except for 10 to 11.
Okay.
21st looks wide open if he's available.
Also to let you know, I'm in process of rescheduling the core to come up here for a work session.
Okay, very good.
It wasn't originally for this morning.
All right. Okay.
Randy, hey.
The core, I was just going to tell you that I visited with John Hauser, and he thought that the 21st or the 28th would be two dates that they would consider.
Okay.
Randy Hayes has asked to meet with you to discuss Inganthron Road to clarify some minutes. You know, it's probably a 10 to 15-minute conversation.
That's administrative. I think we have to have a conversation with Road and Bridge about several different items that is administrative discussions. So I think that there should be some time set aside. It won't have to be posted. These particular, he's got on this a particular administrative deal. It's in the minutes already, so he's asking about what it says in the minutes. But we need to have several discussions about things that are administrative with Road and Bridge. So whatever time you set up for that, I'd put a 30-minute block on it and let us have a talk with them.
About, you mean about a number of issues that pertain to R&B?
Issues that pertain to Road and Bridge.
No work session?
Yes, and Randy doesn't have to be the only one in there. I would kind of like for maybe David Stottle and Harlan to be present also.
One thing I was going to bring up while Nikki's looking is we never finalized the revised sunshine policy. We were going to have someone further review that. We just got part of the discussion is who do we want to review that sunshine policy that was in the process of being reviewed.
I would like to wait till Mr. Durkin comes and visits with us, and he may bring up a point or two that we don't even have in the policy that needs to be in there.
Never know.
Don't you think so? I mean, we've got a two-day session, and he may bring up something that's going to be...
Bring up, see what he says.
Jim, what you brought up about the revised sunshine policy falls in sync with what I'm talking about, a number of issues that we have pending that we need to find times for. Let's just set aside some time in the agenda where we can at least talk about when we're going to set these things for discussion.
Sure.
Whether it's going to be our R&B discussion with those guys, whether it's going to be, again, the nuisance ordinance, sunshine policy, personnel policy,
right,
all these different things that we can chat about.
It's time restraints, and we also have posted this morning vacancies, and I would like to, postpone that till a later date.
Yeah, I'll just repost the vacancies because it's going to be, I need more time, and I'm going to give them more detail what my thoughts are. So let's not postpone to a I'm the one to put it on there, but if you're fine with waiting, I'll repost for next week.
Okay.
Is it all right with you?
Yeah, and I would like to. I mean, there's several of them, so we need to.
We do. But I can just repost that because we are running out of time, and I want to go ahead and make sure we're not late to anything. So.
I have one more request. The IDA board has requested to meet with the commission.
Show me the others that you have there also. And I will be delighted to talk with the IDA board. Gentlemen, your thoughts on that? Any idea what they want to chat about?
Just for the board to come before the commission. One item that they have requested is an executive session for staff.
Okay. I think they want to talk about the vacancies there, is what they're looking
I
for direction.
We have to talk about vacancies before we meet with them.
Right. I think you're right. I think we got to have that discussion of what we're going to do. I think at this point, let's have a discussion about vacancies before we have a discussion about anything else. And with time like it is, I'm going to repost the overall subject matter of vacancies, and then let's just recess if it's right until 1 o'clock. I think that's what we said we were going to do.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, as so stated, because of our responsibilities of the pending funeral, let's stand in recess until 1 o'clock today.